Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. I'm so glad to be back here with you. In this episode, I will be talking a little bit behind the scenes in my life, everyday life in September, in our family, just kind of what things have been going on and share with you what I'm doing behind the scenes. I know that sometimes it's really hard to connect with somebody when you don't know much about their lives. Since I'm not on social media, I decide to once a month release an episode into my life, and many of you do listen to it. So without further ado, I just wanted to share with you a little bit what is going on in our family. School mode. We're definitely into 100% school mode. Three of my boys go to a private Christian school really close to us. They were able to get a scholarship to go there. Florida offers really good scholarship programs, and so I'm really thankful that they're able to attend a Christian private school. It is on the stricter side. Everybody has different opinions on that. I don't mind it. My kids are adjusting to it pretty well. The youngest boy seems like his favorite thing is lunch, eating lunch, and the worst thing is waiting to eat lunch. Otherwise, I don't think he doesn't like it. He just doesn't like doing the work. He just wants to play and, you know, have freedom all day and not have to study. And the other two seem to be doing really well and adjusting. Our oldest started to play football in August, and that is a whole new thing for us. We have been going to football games most Fridays, and it's just a big kind of adjustment. I haven't had any of the kids play sports before. Thankfully, it doesn't take too much out of our days because he stays right after school 4 days a week for practice / game. And if they are going out of town, they just go on a school bus and the bus drives them there and drives them back. So we don't have to do much on our end with the parents. And my husband is typically home by the time we have to pick him up from football practice, and he's able to pick him up either on his way back home or it's just 5 minutes away. He can just go pick him up when he's ready, you know, came home. And so that makes it a little bit easier. The days are not as crazy and chaotic just because we don't have to necessarily drive somewhere, you know, to an activity after school. He just stays right after school. And I'm thankful for that because I think it would be a lot crazier if I had to pack up all the kids, drive somewhere, sit there for practice, you know, and then drive back home and try to, you know, make dinner, start dinner at 6 p.m. It would make things chaotic. And I'm really grateful that it's just super close to us and there's not much extra added stress. He seems to really, really enjoy it. I even teared up this past Friday when we came to the football game. It was homecoming game. So at his school, there wasn't enough kids to make a middle school football team. So they have middle school and high school combined. And he's a sixth grader. And he's obviously not big. He's an average size sixth grader. He's not tall. He's, you know, just a normal kid. And he's the smallest on the team. And you see these big high schoolers that are with him. He doesn't really get to play in the games much, which is fine. I'm okay because I don't want him to get hurt. But he's like part of a team. It makes him feel good. And it was a homecoming game and everybody was, you know, running on the field. And I saw my kid with the big kids and it just like teared I was tearing up because I'm like, oh my gosh, he's growing up. It's crazy, like how much time just flows by as your kids grow up. There's that phrase, the days are long, but the years are short. And it's like, I blinked and my oldest is in middle school. Like, what just happened? Like, for real. I can't believe time is literally flying that fast. So that's that when it comes to football. I am potty training my two-year-old right now and a dog at the same time. We've had a dog for 2 months, almost 2 months, and still he has accidents in the home. If I take him outside, he'll go potty, but he doesn't necessarily ask to be taken outside. I teach him to ring a bell with his paws before I go outside and I say, go potty, and I take him outside and he'll go. And he doesn't really ask to go on its own. He's had accidents in the house and it's super frustrating. So if you have tips about potty training, a little Pomeranian, give me them. Email them to me. I would love to hear what you have to say. When it comes to potty training toddlers, I remember with my first son, I was really strict, super rough, wanting to make sure he's potty trained at one because, well, my mom potty trained all of us before we were one, and partially was because back in the day she had cloth diapers and she had to hand wash everything in Latvia where I grew up, and she, you know, started potty training us at like 6 months old, which is crazy because, well, anyways, my point is that with my oldest, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna potty train him before one, and I tried and he kept having lots of accidents and I felt super frustrated, and I remember feeling super mad and just annoyed that I was failing at potty training my oldest by the time he was one, which is so silly. I completely have a different perspective on this right now. Now with the other kids, I just waited until they were ready and they were more interested in it. My daughter turned two in the summertime. She is interested. She can go to potty number one. Number two, she still goes in the diaper and she goes and hides. As you know, if you have kids, you probably have experienced that pattern, and I'm not rushing it. I'm like, she's gonna do it when she's ready, and I'm okay with that, and it's not a big deal, and I'm not putting too much stress on it, and I think that just makes things a little bit easier for both of us. That doesn't create as much tension. Perspective is everything. Okay, what else happened? I had a really rough PMS this month, in September. Yeah, I always have like hard days leading before my cycle. It's always kind of intense for me emotionally, mentally. I feel like I have a dark cloud over me for like 3 days and then I feel better. But the hard thing was like something was up in the air in our house because our kids, all of them, all four of them, were so emotional. There was like constant meltdowns. I'm not even joking. All those 3 days that I was having a hard time, all my kids were having a hard time. Everybody was getting into fights with each other. They were having massive meltdowns. There was a ton of screaming from the kids, lots of hitting. My youngest was having a rough time. She would just like throw food on the floor and create messes. I lost it. I did. I had a moment where I completely lost my cool. I yelled. I was even rough with my son who had his teeth fixed recently, got a bunch of crowns. When I was brushing his teeth, he was not cooperating. He was really resistant. And obviously when you're already struggling emotionally, you've had emotional capacity at its, you know, max with dealing with your children's emotions, it becomes really rough. It becomes really hard as a parent to remain calm. And my husband was there to help out, and he saw me being really feeling super frustrated with our son. And he's like, hey, I got this. And he took over. It was really hard. And I knew that I was struggling. And I knew I had to take a break. I knew I had to walk away. And I still didn't. I was rough with my son, with brushing his teeth, and I shouldn't have. I should have said, hey, I need to take a break. I feel so frustrated right now. And I just want to let you know that you're not the only one who messes up. I teach this, and I still mess up, I still have my hard days, and it sucks because I wish I could be perfect, but I'm not. And I had to remind myself, like, I'm not perfect, and that is okay. And my kids need to see that I mess up, and they need to see me make up and ask for forgiveness when I do mess up. And so I just want to let you know, you're not the only one who messes up and has hard days. And I know what led to it. I know what I need to do differently. I know I can reflect on it. I can give myself grace. I can give myself forgiveness. I can give myself compassion. I can lean on Jesus when I'm struggling. Like, it's not about perfection. It's about giving also yourself grace and understanding what led up to it. I'm not living in that. That's not my normal. I have days like that once in a while. Florida weather is getting really nice outside right now, so that's a good thing. Florida is cooling off. It's still up in the 80s during the day, but mornings are cooler and evenings are really nice for walks. Just super nice outside, and I'm glad that super hot heat is behind us, because the next half a year is going to be amazing and great. And this is why we moved here, for this nice weather. What else? My husband had a birthday in September, and we celebrated by making sushi at home. He really likes sushi, so we got all the things for sushi, and we made sushi, and that was good. I like sushi, but I don't necessarily like homemade sushi. I like the ones that they make at the restaurant, but it's okay. We made home sushi, and it worked out, and my husband was the one making most of it. I was prepping all the things and got everything ready. And we have like a problem in our house. There's not a single meal that everybody likes. There's always at least one person that doesn't like it and doesn't want to eat it. And usually it's my 6-year-old, because he just likes peanut butter and jelly. Well, not almond butter and jelly. He likes oatmeal. He likes pasta with red sauce and ground meat. And pancakes. And that would be about it that he likes to eat. Everything else, he just doesn't want to eat and refuses to eat. And it's really hard, because I don't want to just make meals that he likes. There's other people in the home like that want to eat other things. And there's so much negotiation always happening in our home when it comes to food. And typically our rule is that if you don't want to eat what we have, then you get to stay hungry. Oftentimes, I do have some leftovers that I can warm up for him from some of the food that he does like. But I'm just saying, like, we have a kid like that in our house, and it's okay. I'm hoping he will grow out of it. I'm pretty sure he's not going to be 16 and just eating oatmeal and, you know, peanut butter and jelly. I'm pretty sure he's going to grow out of it. Hopefully. I hope so. What else? We had a stomach flu. My little one had a stomach flu a few days ago, and then she had a fever, and I had a headache, and I was up all night with her because she kept throwing up, and I took her in my bed, and she is one of those kids that doesn't really sleep well next to someone. She tosses and turns, and then she tries to play with me, with my face, and then she got up in the middle of the night trying to play with a dog. It was just like, I barely slept that one night. I woke up with a pounding headache. I did not feel good, and then my 6-year-old was completely resisting to get ready for school for, I don't remember what the reason was, and he did not want to get dressed. We were trying to get out the door a little bit earlier. We had to go to school a little bit earlier, and again, I lost my cool. I lost my cool with my 6-year-old. I was feeling rough. I was feeling rough with him. I acted out rough and raised my voice. I squeezed his arm too hard because I felt out of control, and all I was thinking, my brain was thinking about it, is I need sleep. I need sleep. I feel exhausted. I have a headache. I need sleep. And I was able to drop off the kids to school, and as I'm pulling out of the parking lot, I am looking, you know, before I pull out on the road, feeling super scattered and distracted, and slightly bump into the car in front of me. I was literally going a mile an hour. I let go of my brakes, and I thought she was pulling out on the road, and she hasn't yet. And Obviously, she got out of the car. She was really upset. I didn't see any scratches on the car. She said she's in a hurry. She doesn't want to resolve it. And so she drove off. I like melted down. I just started crying in the car. Everything felt messy. And it was just one of those rough mornings that I just wanted the day to be done. I came home, my husband was still home getting ready for work, and my daughter was still napping, and I was able to lay down and just nap for a little bit because I was just so out of it. I was not feeling good, and I was starting to come down with something as well. So I just want to remind you that sometimes you're going to have hard days, and I do have hard days, and just give yourself compassion. You're not perfect. You're going to have hard moments. The goal is to not live in that, not to live in survival mode, and to reconnect with your family, reconciliate with them, and say, hey, I'm sorry. I messed up. That was wrong. What I did was not okay. And next time I will, you know, do X, Y, Z. What am I going to do differently next time? And not just say, oh, I'm sorry, and keep doing the same thing as well. And the last thing I wanted to share with you is that my coaching is going really, really well. My clients are getting really great results for being in my 12-week coaching program. They're doing so well. They're seeing results super quick. It doesn't even have to be 12 weeks in to see results. Just a few weeks in, they're already seeing massive transformation and results. And if you're a mom who's been struggling a lot with rage and you feel completely out of control, you feel like mom anger just takes over you and you're reacting in ways that you wish you didn't, you constantly feel like you're in reactive mode, you're consumed with guilt and shame at the end of the night, and you just want to have more peace and calm in your home, it starts with you, my friend. It starts with you. Your kids feed off of your energy. If you're constantly reactive and you're screaming and yelling, they're going to feed off of that and they're going to do the same thing. And I have a step-by-step process for you. My coaching container is what you have been praying for. And you will have massive transformation, not just for you, but for your whole family. This is literally a gift that you can give your whole family to create more peace and calm in your home. What would it feel like for you to wake up in the mornings and feel peaceful and calm and not reactive and set your day up for success and be supported and feel supportive and have communication with your spouse and your kids where you can express your needs without feeling guilty and get the support that you need? My friend, if you are feeling like you're running on empty, you're constantly reactive and you want to make some changes, you're in a space where you're like, I will do whatever it takes to make changes in my family so that I can show up as the mom that God is calling me to be. I am ready to break generational anger patterns and create more peace and calm in my home. I'm ready for the investment. This is for you. The next step is to book a clarity call with me. If you scroll down in the show notes, it says the next steps, and it's going to lead you to booking a clarity call with me. Also, if you are not ready for that yet, that is totally fine. I totally relate. There's a completely free training for you in the show notes as well. And it's 5 steps to break free from mom rage shame. So if you are struggling with shame and guilt at the end of the night because of the ways you overreacted with your kids, the ways you acted out rough and mean and just unpleasant, where you were experiencing a moment of rage, this is for you. I have a training that I put together from how to go from guilt to grace, and it's 5 steps to break free from mom rage shame. It's completely free. It costs nothing. Scroll down in the show notes, click on it, and it's going to lead you to that training. My friend, I am so glad that you are here. If you have found my podcast helpful in any way, shape, or form, would you please share it with a friend? Like, please. I would ask you to do this favor. If you're not ready to work with me, that's totally fine if it's not for you. If you don't need the training for mom rage shame, that's totally fine. but maybe you have found some value in this podcast. Would you do me a favor? Just take a second right now and share my podcast with one mama friend that has young kids and maybe feels stressed out and overwhelmed. Maybe it's going to be a blessing to her like it has been a blessing to you. Friend, thank you again for showing up here. I'm praying over you. I hope my podcast is a blessing to you and your family, and you have found value in it. And until next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.